This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Wednesday, August 15, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 28 to 29. It says there, "She thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering." End of quote. Jesus crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake. A large crowd, as usual, gathered around him while he was at the lake. Based on a request from Jairus, one of the synagogue leaders, Jesus Christ was going to his house to heal his daughter before she dies. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. There was a woman who heard about Jesus Christ and his power to heal. She had been subject to bleeding for 12 long years. She spent all the money she had with many doctors. However, it says she was not only not cured by the doctors, but also her bleeding issue only got worse over the years. And when she heard Jesus is there, she came up struggling through the crowd because Jesus was surrounded by a massive crowd, and then she touched his clothes. The reason why she did this is stated in the description. She thought in her heart that if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately when she touched the cloth of Jesus, her bleeding issue stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. It was an instant and miraculous healing she received because of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, he turned around in the crowd and asked this question, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples thought that was a ridiculous question because the huge crowd of people was pushing and crushing him. They thought, how could Jesus ask the question, "Who touched my clothes?" Because didn't he know that the multitude was touching and driving him on that journey? When the woman heard this question, she fell on the feet of Jesus, trembling with the fear, and told the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." End of quote. Beloved, the woman was desperate because she spent all her money with many doctors, and her issue only got worse over the years, and then she became hopeless. She lost all her money, and now she lost all her hope for the future. However, when she took her desperate and hopeless condition to the one who can genuinely help, she got the help. She heard about Jesus Christ, and she believed in her heart, "If I can make a way through that massive crowd, and if I can somehow go behind him and touch the end of his clothes, I will get healed." This is the faith and trust in Jesus Christ that even Jesus testified in front of the whole crowd. Beloved, are you in a desperate and hopeless condition? You need to get up and come to Christ and place your faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will discover incredibly how and how much wonderfully and supernaturally he could meet your needs. You see, she did not stay in her home brooding over her hopeless situation, did she? May I ask you this, if you were in such a desperate situation, what would you do? I would say what this woman did. She stepped out of her house by full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Her faith is proved by her action of struggling through that massive and pressing crowd to touch Jesus Christ. She got the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God that Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world, can and will heal her. That was the right thing to do. The Holy Spirit of God guided her legs and feet to Jesus Christ. Her faith in Christ was rewarded by richly on that day. Jesus said to her this truth, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Her faith in Christ brought her healing, peace, and freedom from her suffering. Dearly beloved, I do not know what you are facing today. However, I can point you to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loves you. I believe the Holy Spirit of God would lead you to Christ Jesus now. I hope the Spirit of the loving God will convict your heart with his promises. He died, Jesus died for all of your sins on your place. He paid the penalties of all your sins. Then he rose again victoriously from the dead. Jesus can and will solve all your issues. God loves you and has a future filled with peace, hope, and freedom. Would you call his name today by full faith in him? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that he died and rose again for all of my sins. Please save me now, Lord. I believe he is willing and able to help and solve my issues. I believe in Christ like this woman who had suffered from the bleeding issue for 12 years. Lord, give me a future filled with hope, peace, deliverance, and freedom. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.